Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Good Thursday morning. College campuses reaching a boiling point.
With new protests erupting overnight, it's April 25th. Good morning. This is Today.
Powder keg.
Palestinian protesters facing off with police. Some demonstrations turning violent, ending with mass arrests. No! With new calls for university leaders to restore order or step down.
This is dangerous. This is not free expression. This is not First Amendment.
We're live with the latest on the growing unrest on campuses coast to coast. Legal drama, multiple cases involving former President Trump coming to a head today. New indictments for his inner circle over 2020 election interference. The Supreme Court taking up his claims of presidential immunity. All while his historic hush money trial resumes in New York. We're going to break down what's at stake. Proof of life? Hamas releases new video of an American man captured during the October 7th attack.
Shalom.
Alive, but appearing to be badly hurt.
He certainly doesn't look like himself, but it was amazing to see him.
How his family is responding this morning. Trouble in paradise, an American tourist facing 12 years in an island prison for what he says was an innocent mistake.
It's the most awful thing that I have ever lived through at this point.
His family desperately hoping for a resolution.
I don't know what's in store for Ryan. I don't know what's going to happen with our kids.
What he's accused of and what happens next. Those stories plus summer shortages, popular weight loss drugs already in short supply.
I have been calling pharmacies every single day.
Why they may be even harder to find this summer. And feeling the draft.
With the first pick in the 2023 NFL draft.
It is draft night, the crown jewel of the NFL offseason, with fans whipped into a frenzy. The likely number one pick ready for the call.
Being here, being at the draft, possibly being number one pick. Crazy.
We are on the clock, live from Detroit with all the NFL fanfare. Today, Thursday, April 25th, 2024.
From NBC News, this is Today with Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb, live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to Today. Thanks for joining us. This is not a perspective you see very often unless you're flying into New York. That is Central Park, smack in the middle of Manhattan. Beautiful greenery. I mean, isn't that nice to
see? On
a
clear, gorgeous day when people say, why do you live here? How can you live here? That right there.
That's our backyard for people who know who live in New York. It's good to see
you. Beautiful. Detroit is the center of the sports universe tonight. The NFL draft. Caleb Williams, the number one pick, will expect it to be from USC, the quarterback. So that's going to be a fun one, and we'll have more on the draft coming up. But we will begin with another night of chaos across a growing number of college campuses coast to coast. New protests forming over the issue of the war in Gaza from California, where nearly 100 people were arrested at USC after refusing police commands to disperse, to UT Austin, where several faculty members say they will not teach today, over the school's quote of a militarized response to an on-campus protest.
To New York, where House Speaker Mike Johnson was booed by students when he visited Columbia University, asking the school's president to step down. Those are just a few of the growing number of schools where protests are taking place. NBC's Stephanie Goss joins us from New York's Columbia University. Hey, Steph, good morning.
Hoda, good morning. You know, Columbia University extended the deadline for the tent encampment here by 48 hours, but that deadline runs out tonight at midnight. And the students I've spoken with here say they aren't going anywhere. As you mentioned, tension around the country is growing. It's spreading. It's leading to dramatic confrontations with police and dozens of arrests.
The temperature this morning on some college campuses reaching a boiling point. A growing number of protests forming over the ongoing war in the Middle East. at campuses across the country, some leading to standoffs, including the University of Texas at Austin.
Let her go! Let her go!
Students and police clashing during protests Wednesday.
Up with liberation!
More than 30 were taken into custody. Protesters gathered outside the jail, with some faculty saying in a statement they would not work today. And overnight, police and protesters also clashing at the University of Southern California. Officers hit with objects arrested more than 90 people, though it's unclear how many were students. And back on the East Coast, a dramatic scene at Emerson College, where students are encamped on an alleyway in the middle of downtown Boston. Police and demonstrators facing off. The tensions rising nationwide as reports of anti-Semitism and Islamophobia have skyrocketed since last October, with the Anti-Defamation League and Center for American Islamic Relations each reporting record-high complaints. House Speaker Mike Johnson and other Republican lawmakers at Columbia University Wednesday, where they were shouted at by students. The lawmakers calling on school president Manoush Shafiq to resign over her handling of an encampment where police arrested dozens this week, and which some Jewish students say has become a point of intimidation.
The first responsibility of a university administrator is to keep their students safe.
Mr. Speaker, if you were the president of Columbia University today, what would you do about this tent encampment?
I would immediately bring order to the chaos. If necessary, I would call in the NYPD. I would ask the governor to send in the National Guard.
The Columbia Board of Trustees has expressed its support for President Manoush Shafiq, saying that she has struck that ever important balance between freedom of speech and also ensuring the safety of Jewish students, making sure that they're not harassed and intimidated on campus. Hoda?
Steph, it seems like every day we're reporting on another campus where these protests are breaking out. So what happens next?
Well, they're here to stay, according to the students I've spoken with here at Columbia. And we were walking around that encampment yesterday, Hoda, and I was struck by how well organized they are. They have a lot of food coming in. They have good tents. The weather is not that bad. They say they are willing to stay here until their demands are met, even if it means weeks. And in just 3 weeks, this campus is going to have its graduation. And it takes place exactly where that tent encampment is set up right now, Hoda.
All right. Stephanie Gosk for us there at Columbia. Steph, thank you.
Now to a very busy legal day ahead for former President Donald Trump. His criminal trial resumes in New York. And the U.S. Supreme Court, meanwhile, will begin hearing arguments in a critical case deciding whether he is immune from criminal prosecution over his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. All of this as members of his inner circle were indicted in a new case in Arizona overnight. We've got team coverage of all these legal developments. We'll start with NBC senior legal correspondent Laura Jarrett, live from the Supreme Court. Laura, good morning.
Savannah, good morning to you. The justices set to hear their final argument of the term here this morning on an issue they have never faced before. A former American president charged with trying to defraud the government he once led, arguing that he should be completely immune from prosecution. But the timing of the ultimate ruling, perhaps just as important as the substance of the decision itself.
This morning, the high court forced to confront the key question that will determine if Donald Trump goes to trial for trying to overturn the last election before the election this November. This as the former president faces fresh legal jeopardy for his efforts to subvert the 2020 election results, this time in Arizona, where a state grand jury indicted 11 Republican officials Wednesday for their unsuccessful ploy to award the state's electoral votes to Mr. Trump, despite his election loss to President Biden. Among those indicted, his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and Mr. Trump's former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani.
I will not allow American democracy to be undermined. It's too important.
Mr. Trump is described as an unindicted co-conspirator, but was not charged. Yet his efforts to stop the peaceful transfer of power.
We will never give up. We will never concede.
Also at the heart of the case in front of the U.S. Supreme Court today, as his legal team hopes to persuade the justices he should be held completely immune from the charges. Any acts he took while still president, his side argues, must be shielded from any prosecution.
You cannot allow a president to be out there without immunity. They don't have immunity,
You don't have a presidency.
But a federal appeals court was unpersuaded, using stark hypotheticals on what a future president could do and still avoid criminal charges.
Could a president order SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival?
In the view of Mr. Trump's lawyer, yes. Special Counsel Jack Smith has urged the high court to reject Mr. Trump's immunity theory and quickly.
My office will seek a speedy trial in this matter.
Writing in court papers, a bedrock principle of our constitutional order is that no person is above the law, including the president. But the elephant in the courtroom, the impending election, as the prospect of a trial completed before November, very much in doubt.
Let's talk about this claim at the Supreme Court today of presidential immunity. We know that a president can't, by longstanding practice and tradition, can't be prosecuted while he is in office. But this is about criminal acts allegedly taken outside of office, potentially. So how broad is this claim here?
Savannah, the claim is so broad, so vast, that I think that's why so many have observed that the justices are unlikely to hand him a complete win, a complete full stop, saying that he's completely immune. Because if he is, then he can do anything in office, including trying to have a political rival assassinated. And it seems unlikely that the court will go that far, but they can do things far short of that. And they might be interested in trying to uphold some limited immunity for official acts, things that happened while he was actually president. And that's where sort of the rubber's going to meet the road on this.
And if this trial is delayed past Election Day, no matter what happens today at the Supreme Court, that is a victory and part of the legal strategy for the Trump team, isn't it?
That's right. And even if sort of, you know, he gets a legal loss here, Savannah, if you will, the fact that we're even here today in front of the Supreme Court instead of at a trial is a loss in some ways for the special counsel's office that wanted to try to take this case to trial as quickly as possible. In fact, there are a variety of different scenarios, including the Supreme Court saying, we're not sure that there's actual immunity here, and we have to send the case all the way back down to the trial court to do a little bit more work on that. That, too, would be a loss for the special counsel's office, Savannah.
Okay, and we now have another case. This one comes out of Arizona, a state case indicting several individuals. Donald Trump is not mentioned by name. Is there a chance this case could reach him at some point? What are the ramifications of it?
Right. Even though he's not indicted, so many members of his inner circle are indicted in this case that it jeopardizes him to the extent that they could try to cooperate. We saw this in Georgia. And so if they put the squeeze on all those individuals and they flip on him, that's where the risk comes into play, Savannah.
All right, Laura Jarrett, big day at the court. Thank you.
Yeah, let's move to day seven of Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial right here in New York City. This morning, the former president back in court. He has pleaded not guilty on 34 charges of falsifying business records. The former publisher of the National Enquirer, David Pecker, is expected to continue his testimony today. He told jurors earlier this week about arrangements to, quote, catch and kill stories that could have hurt Trump's 2016 campaign, like one involving adult film star Stormy Daniels.
So here to offer some perspective on that, criminal defense attorney Danny Savalos, an NBC News legal analyst. Danny, good morning. So before we get to the testimony, we had a hearing in court about the gag order and alleged violations of the gag order. How do you think Judge Marchand's going to handle this?
I thought Justice Marchand might have issued a decision yesterday, which was a dark day for the courtroom. But of course, the judge was catching up on administrative business. I think he's got a really difficult decision. You could say that every single gag order, they're relatively rare, but every gag order is a close constitutional call because it brings competing constitutional interests directly in conflict. You have a First Amendment right to speak. You have the public's interest in a fair trial. And the judge has to control the courtroom and protect witnesses, and I think even especially jurors. So this is a difficult choice. I think, as he has done in the past, he likes to split the difference. He might impose fines, probably in the $1,000 range, which is significant. The people have asked for that dollar amount, I believe, because they're trying to establish the bottom rung of a ladder. And in incremental ways, that's how sanctions work, they will eventually get to the end of the ladder if they need to, which is, as crazy as this sounds, incarcerating the president to punish him for violating a gag order.
All right. Meanwhile, back to the testimony. David Pecker, the prosecution's first witness, who talked about this strategy to catch and kill stories that were unflattering to Trump. They're trying to frame this case as a way of that the hush money falls into this pattern of trying to influence the election. So what do you expect, especially when cross-examination starts?
Forget Michael Cohen. I think that David Pecker is the people's star witness. And we're only one witness in, and he's arguably not even halfway completed his testimony. But the government must have known that he would be good. They started out with a bang. He's talking about a subject matter that people find fascinating, the underbelly of checkbook journalism. Everybody is interested in hearing that. I know I am. He's somebody who knew Trump personally, and he has less credibility issues than Michael Cohen. He is a compelling witness and a good one for the people. I'm sitting here wondering, what are they even going to cross-examine him on?
Well, we shall see in the coming days. Danny, thank you very much.
7:15, Craig joins the table now with some video just released of a hostage who seems to be in better health.
Just released. Hoda, Savannah, good morning. Good morning to you as well. The last time his family saw American hostage Hirsch Goldberg Polin, he was badly injured. He was being captured during the October 7th attack. Well, now more than 6 months later, they are hearing from him, and they're also holding out hope he will come home. NBC's Raf Sanchez is live for us in Jerusalem. Raf, good morning.
Craig, good morning. For 200 days, John and Rachel Goldberg Polin had no idea whether their son Hirsch was alive or dead until they saw this video. We just wrapped up an interview with them here in Jerusalem. They tell us they will not rest until there is a deal to bring home not just Hirsch, but all the remaining hostages.
Shalom.
This morning, the FBI looking for clues in this Hamas video of American-Israeli hostage Hirsch Goldberg Polin and his parents getting a first glimpse of their missing son. The video is undated, and it shows Hirsch has lost his left hand, but he's alive. His family gave us permission to show the footage.
What was it like for you to see that video?
I mean, initially, you know, we were just crying. This was a tremendous validation. And on the other hand, we see him, he's in captivity, he's obviously suffering with this missing dominant arm.
He certainly doesn't look like himself, but it was amazing to see him and amazing to see that he speaks like himself with clarity and strength.
The last sighting of their son was on October 7th, as he was kidnapped from the Supernova Music Festival, his left arm badly damaged by a Hamas grenade. Rachel and John have campaigned tirelessly for their son's release. Since October 7th, a painful daily ritual.
So every day I write the number of days it's been since Hirsch was stolen.
Hirsch is one of five Americans still believed to be alive in Hamas captivity. Four others were released last year, including four-year-old Abigail Idan, the youngest American, who yesterday became the first freed hostage to meet President Biden at the White House. But Israel says 133 hostages are still in Gaza, at least 36 of them confirmed dead.
How do you stay hopeful?
Well, we say all the time hope is mandatory, so it's not really a choice. It's mandatory.
Hope is mandatory. Now, while the world saw that hostage video for the first time last night, a source tells NBC News Hamas actually passed it to Qatar several days ago, who in turn passed it to the U.S. government. Craig.
Hope is mandatory indeed. Raf Sanchez in Jerusalem. Raf, thank you.
Mr. Roker, what you got?
Well, we're going to be bringing the thunder and the lightning and a lot more. Warm front slowly lifting northward. We're going to see storms developing from Texas to Nebraska. We've got an enhanced risk from Garden City down to Abilene, Wichita Falls. We've got this risk for EF2 tornadoes tonight, and those are the nocturnal ones, twice as deadly. We move into tomorrow. Heavy rain for the upper Midwest. This risk now moves from Dallas to Des Moines. This enhanced risk from Omaha to Kansas City with EF2 tornadoes possible and damaging hail, but the risk stretches from Dallas up to Omaha. Then we move into Saturday, which is the day we're probably the most concerned about with this new storm system in the southern plains. We're talking about this enhanced risk from Kansas City down to Dallas, EF2 or possibly even stronger tornadoes, long track tornadoes, and this lasts right on into Sunday as well. And as we look into as far as the rainfall, 2 to 3 inch rainfall rates possible. We could be looking at some flash flooding between Kansas City, Oklahoma City, and Little Rock. And that's your latest weather. Guys.
Thanks, Al.
Al, thank you. Coming up, an American tourist in Turks and Caicos facing 12 years in prison. Sam Brock following the case. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Savannah. Good morning. That man says he accidentally took hunting bullets in an overnight bag and didn't even realize until he was leaving Turks and Caicos. His family's emotional plea coming up next.
All right, Sam, thank you. Plus, weight loss drugs are already hard to find. And now, summer's around the corner. Why a lot of folks are worried those shortages could get even worse. But first, this is Today on NBC.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
She didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, maybe unconsciously I did. It's no use. I'm going to go to the pen.
We better get her a lawyer.
I'm going to be locked up for life.
Where's the phone?
Over there.
Do you have any change?
I think so. I just sit right here.
I'm going to lose my job.
Violet, now just calm down.
I'm no fool. I've killed the boss. You think they're not going to fire me for a thing like that?
7:30, still good. Thursday, April 25th, 2024. We sure do like to throw it back around here.
I love it.
The 1980 classic, 9 to 5, Dolly Parton, Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda. Well, coming up in Pop Start, we'll tell you who is thinking about giving that reboot. Yeah. A major star, it says right there.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. All right. Let's move now to a family vacation that has turned into a legal nightmare for an Oklahoma father of two. So Ryan Watson was celebrating his 40th birthday. He was in Turks and Caicos. Well, now he's not allowed to leave after police say he violated a relatively new law that could land him in prison for 12 years. NBC's Sam Brock spoke with him. Sam, good morning.
Yeah, Hoda, Savannah, Craig, good morning. Ryan Watson, as you said, was just remanded on bond. And right now, guys, he's just waiting around in Turks and Caicos to see how strict the government might be with a possible sentence. He told me that he had an overnight duffel that he thought was clear, but apparently had contained some sort of hunting bullets from a trip that was months prior. And he now faces the prospect of being jailed and away from his family for years.
It was the 40th birthday celebration for Ryan Watson, celebrated with his wife Valerie and two other couples, that went from bliss to torture in an instant.
To not be with my kids, to not be home with Valerie right now it's the most awful thing that I have ever lived through at this point.
I don't know what's in store for Ryan. I don't know what's going to happen with our kids.
The chain of events started by what Watson says was a simple mistake on a trip to Turks and Caicos 2 weeks ago, not realizing his duffel bag contained deer hunting bullets from a trip months earlier.
I never recall putting that ammunition in that bag, but somehow they ended up in there.
The Turks and Caicos government tightened its laws in 2022 around firearms and ammunition with a mandatory term of imprisonment of not less than 12 years. Last September, the Bahamian embassy and U.S. governments issued warnings to travelers, but the Watsons say they were unaware.
I had never, ever intended to bring any type of ammunition into this country.
NBC Boston first broke the story of the couple's detention as their 7 and 9-year-old kids waited for them in Oklahoma City.
I was like, we can't both be in prison for 12 years. We have kids at home.
Valerie was released and reunited with her kids, But Ryan can't leave the island. Another American, Brian Hagerich, is also being detained there and awaiting trial. The Pennsylvania father of two was arrested in February when authorities also found hunting bullets he said he didn't know were in his bag.
This has happened to enough individuals already, and we certainly don't want to see this happen to anybody else.
Turks and Caicos officials say 8 firearms and ammunition prosecutions have involved U.S. tourists since the law went into effect. That includes this Indiana man who received a shorter 8-month sentence for exceptional circumstances. Ryan Watson says he's desperate to get home to his family.
We can't set any type of expectations on when I can be home to those kids. And that is and will always be my ultimate goal.
So, Sam, explain this exceptional circumstances deal.
So Ryan Watson certainly could qualify, Hoda. We're all waiting to find out if he will, based on the criteria that the government there had laid out for the case of that Indiana man. Examples they cited of exceptional circumstances include things like no criminal intention of use with those bullets. In addition to that, good standing and character in your country at home, a licensed weapon that would have been in play here, and then firearm training previously. The State Department has waited and said they're at the ready right now to help in any way they can. But the reality of the situation is this is another country's rules and laws, and there's just not that much that they can do. Hoda, back to you.
All right. Thank you, Sam.
All right, coming up, we've been talking about this a lot over the last few days, especially the future of TikTok, very much in doubt. Well, now the battle over that wildly popular app is taking shape, what the company's CEO is saying this morning about a possible ban.
But first, shortages of those popular weight loss drugs could be about to get even worse. Our Emily Aketa's got more. Hey, Em.
Hey there. Good morning. We can feel it. The season of beaches and bathing suits is fast approaching. Could that have an effect on the demand for the already sky-high interest in those weight loss drugs? Coming up, what doctors are saying about it.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
We are back with In Depth today, and we're also back with some questions about those really popular weight loss drugs.
People are already having a really hard time filling prescriptions, and now some are worried that the shortages are about to get even worse.
Yeah, Emily Aketa is here to tell us how summer could impact the supply. Hey, Em.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Doctors told me it's like finding the golden egg in an Easter egg hunt, with some patients traveling hundreds of miles to get their hands on Zepbound and Wegovy. And now this has some left wondering, as the weather gets warmer, will even more Americans try to get on one of the drugs?
This morning, the scramble to find wildly popular weight loss drugs is heating up.
I have been calling pharmacies every single day.
Dominating the conversation from TikTok.
Is anyone finding it anywhere online? It's like the Hunger Games out here.
To Reddit, where there's a thread devoted to strategies to find the coveted medicine. Dr. Anthony Millard practices in Chicago, but has patients picking up prescriptions in Florida, California, and beyond.
We're seeing patients try to get the medication from literally anywhere they can. Sometimes it's within the United States, sometimes it's outside the country.
According to the FDA, there's a shortage of all but one dose of weight loss medications Wegovy and Zepbound because of a demand increase for the drug. A demand, some say, the season of beaches and bathing suits could further exacerbate, with promotions plugging, get ready for summer. In Florida, Mind, Body, and Soul Medical tells NBC News, with summer fast approaching, the urgency for these medications has become next level, fielding a record number of daily inquiries. While other practices say health benefits still remain a driving force.
These are medications that improve a number of other medical conditions can make exercise come a little easier.
For Tara Dykens, her summer goal is about a healthier body and mind.
Just wanted to be able to experience the sensation of going on vacation to a warm destination in a smaller body. I just wanted to see what that felt like.
The Massachusetts resident says she had to switch from Zepbound to a drug compound, which is not FDA approved, because of shortages.
It definitely is frustrating. It feels like it should be available to you. It was prescribed to you for a disease, a condition that we're suffering from.
Doctors this morning underscoring the most important benefits of weight loss drugs lie in patients' health, regardless of the season.
And the FDA predicts Zepbound shortages will continue through June, and there's no estimated timeline for Wegovy. The drug makers say they are increasing their production capacity and opening new manufacturing sites, but some believe it could take new weight loss medications to really ease the pressure on this market.
More meds.
A lot of demand.
Thank you, Emily. Al's got another check of the weather.
Yep, we sure do, guys, and we're talking about, again, another chilly morning from the Great Lakes to the Northeast. 48 million people under frost advisories, freeze watches, and freeze warnings from Saranac Lake. It's 16 degrees out, 33 in Columbus, Binghamton, 29. New York City, it's 43. A mixed bag of highs out at Rapid City. They're going to be 16 degrees above average at 75. Minneapolis, 68 degrees. Indianapolis, though, Burlington, Vermont, New York, and Virginia Beach all below average. Tomorrow, Oklahoma City, you're way up. Same in St. Louis. Philadelphia down to Wilmington and Asheville, below average. And then temperatures start to get warmer by Monday. Syracuse, you're 81. 87 in Richmond. Louisville, 81. And guess what? We are watching the tropics already. This gives you an idea of how warm these ocean temperatures are. Right now, this is the sixth earliest tropical outlook issued by the National Hurricane Center. The water temperatures out in the Atlantic, they should be this temperature around mid-June. And that does not bode well for our hurricane season. And that's your latest weather, guys.
Thank you, Al.
Thank you, Al. Coming up, Detroit's going to be rocking because the NFL draft is just hours away. Kaylee Hartung, who else? Right there to break it all down.
Right after these messages.
We're back, 7:48. Carson's here.
Carson.
Getting excited already. Right. For football fans. Why? Well, we've had this date circled on our calendar for months, the NFL draft. It's tonight. It's become not only a marquee event, but really just a reason to party.
Yeah. The NFL has eventized everything. NBC's Kaylee Hartung live in the Big D. She sat down with the college star. Most experts expect to be the number one pick. Most suspect he'll go to Chicago. Kaylee, good morning.
Yeah, most experts, Craig. We're going to go with all the experts. But hey, Motor City here, it is revved up for this event that has become one of the biggest spectacles and most unique fan experiences in all of sports. The finishing touches are being put on the draft theater here. Detroit's been planning for this for about 2 years. But for the young men who are going to walk across this stage behind me tonight and realize their dreams come true, this is a lifetime in the making.
NFL Draft.
It's one of the most exclusive clubs in the sports world.
First pick in the draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Peyton Manning.
And in a matter of hours, Caleb Williams is widely expected to hear his name called as the number one overall pick in the 2024 NFL Draft.
At what point did you believe that being the number one pick was actually possible?
When I was 12.
It's actually coming to reality, being here, being at the draft, possibly being number one pick. Crazy.
Does it feel real? Everybody?
Feels real. Feels real.
Feels real?
Feels like I was supposed to be here.
So this is how USC's former Heisman-winning quarterback is preparing for the biggest night of his life.
Wow.
Does he lose at anything?
No.
Surrounded by his closest group of friends and confidants.
How do you imagine emotion hitting you on Thursday night?
So I'm going to be excited. But all the emotions on the field that you see, I probably won't have those.
Do you think you are going to be able to sleep well the night before the draft?
I'm asleep like a baby.
Over the next 3 days, 257 young men will be called to begin their NFL journey. But only Williams and 12 other prospects will have the opportunity to walk on stage in Detroit and hug the commissioner if they dare.
What's the move on stage with the commissioner?
I'm going to give him a big hug.
Beyond the first overall pick, all but certainly sending Williams to Chicago, experts agree we're in for a wild ride.
There definitely is a lot of uncertainty after the number one pick.
As the next generation of NFL stars await their crowning moment, the city of Detroit is suiting up too. Construction has been underway for nearly a month, building a footprint that covers 2 million square feet of downtown in anticipation of more than 300,000 fans flooding in to celebrate.
And I'm excited for the city of Detroit to show the world that we are prepared to have a safe and welcoming event.
It's a big moment. It's a long time coming for an even longer time to come. So I'm ready. I'm ready for the moment.
And key to the moment for the 13 guys who have made the trip to Detroit, guys, of course, the fashion. I asked Caleb, who has been known to be something of a trendsetter over the years. We've seen him on the pages of GQ magazine even. I asked him if I could get a peek at the suit. He said, absolutely not. He's keeping it locked up until tonight. We'll have to wait until he struts down the red carpet to see it. Though he did hint it would be navy blue with some silver accents, and he will have his fingernails painted to match, as he's been known to do. By the way, guys, we were playing spades over lunch yesterday. Yes, Caleb and his teammate Jeff won the first round while we were filming. But when we played the second, is buddy Gavin and I. We won.
Wow.
But wait, yeah. Kaylee, there was no tape of that one?
Are you sure, Kaylee?
No, there was no tape.
Interesting. We believe
no
you.
No tape.
Yeah.
Right. Kaylee Hartung plays spades. That's cool. Another like takeaway.
Gamble.
Thank you, Kaylee. Thank you. Carson, how's Popstart shaping
up? Popstart's shaping up very nicely. Yeah. Thank you for asking, Savannah. And I'll tell you what, it's good to be friends with Beyonce, apparently. One of the stories we have, I'm going to show you how Beyonce surprised one of her youngest fans with a very, very special gift. You're going to like that and a whole lot more coming up at Popstart.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.